This is PRI News. I'm Paul James. The death toll following a massive terrorist attack on a mosque in Egypt on Friday, rising to 305. The attack, which has also left 128 others wounded, taking place in the North Sinai community of Erish, with militants setting off a bomb outside the mosque before storming the building and gunning down worshippers. Egyptian authorities say they've managed to kill a number of the terrorists involved in the mosque attack after carrying out airstrikes in the hours following the deadly assault. Both Chinese President Xi Jinping and Premier Li Keqiang sending messages of condolence to their Egyptian counterparts, vowing to support Egypt in fighting all forms of terrorism. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has sent a letter of congratulations to the latest China-New Zealand Young Leaders Forum. In his message, the Chinese Premier calling on young people in the two countries to pursue cultural diversity, harmony, inclusiveness, as well as innovative development, says he hopes the forum will help play a bigger role in creating more youth exchanges and forge a sound relationship between the two sides. A young teacher has been detained amid child abuse allegations at a kindergarten in Beijing. 22-year-old woman, only identified by her surname Leo, working at the nursery school run by New York-listed RYB Education. Her detention comes 3 days after police received reports from several parents alleging their children at the school had been sexually molested, pierced by needles, and given unspecified drugs. So far, several teachers at the kindergarten have been suspended from duty pending the investigation. The head of the kindergarten has been fired. Police performing forensic tests and obtaining surveillance footage for the probe. Meantime, police have also detained a woman for allegedly spreading rumors about collective involvement of military personnel in the case. The Argentine Navy says the search for a missing Argentinian submarine has not been suspended, despite earlier reports. However, a spokesperson for the Navy has confirmed there is still no evidence of the submarine's location. An international search for the San Juan, reportedly hampered by high waves and winds on Saturday. Authorities have told the families of those on the missing submarine that their 44 loved ones are most likely lost, after analysis indicated a possible explosion heard underwater after the Argentine Navy lost contact with the vessel last week. It's been suggested the explosion heard may have been the sudden decompression of the submarine after succumbing to deep-sea pressures after reportedly losing electrical power during a mission in the South Atlantic. German Chancellor Angela Merkel rejecting the idea of calling new elections despite the failure of coalition talks with the Free Democratic Party and the Greens. She says she intends to try to cobble together a new coalition as quickly as possible. Merkel facing her biggest political challenge since taking office 12 years ago, after her Christian Democrats and the Christian Social Union failed to gain a majority in the federal parliament. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier inviting Merkel and other leaders to a meeting this coming week to try to hammer out a new grand coalition. A failure to do so could result in Merkel being tapped to form a minority government, which could easily fall, sending German voters back to the polls. Russian President Vladimir Putin signing amendments into law that will force foreign media outlets in Russia to be listed as foreign agents. This comes after Russia's state-owned English news channel RT America was forced to register as a foreign agent in the United States under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. This forces RT America to make public disclosure of information, including its funding sources. The move is said to be a response by Washington to allegations that Moscow interfered in last year's U.S. presidential election. Moscow has repeatedly denied any meddling, arguing the restrictions on Russian broadcasters in the U.S. an attack on free speech. The Russian Justice Ministry publishing a list of 9 U.S.-backed news outlets, including Voice of America, which it said could be affected by the new registration procedures in Russia. The U.S. State Department has announced that the Palestinian Liberation Organization's offices in Washington, D.C. may resume full operations once necessary conditions are met. A report says the Trump administration will not close, but merely impose limitations on the office, which are expected to be lifted after 90 days. Restrictions on the PLO and its Washington office may be lifted if the authorities determine that the Palestinians are engaged in direct and meaningful negotiations with Israel. The Trump administration warning last week that the U.S. might force the closure of the PLO office after Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called on the International Criminal Court to investigate and prosecute Israelis. In response, the Palestinian National Authority announcing the suspension of contacts with the U.S. government. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.